The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk
with Matter Private Network. During current restrictions, don't ignore your health concerns. Our expert team is ready to help.
Passengers will be able to buy tickets and pay fares on public transport using smartphones, contactless bank cards and QR codes within the next 3 years. That's according to the National Transport Authority, which is in the process of appointing a supplier to develop its next generation ticketing system, which it hopes to have up and running by either 2023 or 2024. To talk about all of this, we're joined by Stephen Downes, who is Programme Director for Next Generation Ticketing at the NTA. Stephen, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
Now, just give us the broad brushstrokes, first of all, of this. To what will it apply? Are we talking about intercity rail? Are we talking about suburban rail? Are we talking about the DART, the Lewis, and all the bus services, intercity and local?
Yeah, so the ambition of the programme, Pat, would be that we would cover all modalities across the entire island of Ireland. But obviously, we will be deploying it incrementally. And so in the first instance, we will be starting with Dublin City bus services. So that's the bus services provided by both Dublin Bus and Go Ahead Ireland.
Now, let's say you have it deployed, because, I mean, obviously there's a lot of technology going into this, but I'm the user, so I want to know, what will I do? Will I just take out my phone and tap something with my phone? How will it work?
Yeah, so if you in the first instance, I suppose customers today will be used to the fact that they use their Leap card, and the Leap card is an extremely successful smart card scheme. We've over 5 million cards issued thus far. It's actually approaching its 10th anniversary this year. So what we will be providing through the Next Generation Ticketing Programme is, you know, additional options to customers to use the likes of their contactless bank cards or their phones or their smart wearables like watches, etc. I suppose the fundamental difference between the way that you interact with public transport today is that if you're using a Leap card, for example, the onus is on you as a customer to have either pre-purchased a product or to have a balance preloaded on the card through the e-purse functionality. So you top it up by 10 euro, etc. And that's decremented as you move around the system. The fundamental difference with next generation ticketing is that you effectively tap and go. So if you're using your bank card, for example, a contactless bank card, as you tap around the network, whether you're using the bus or Lewis or whatever forms of transport you want to use over the course of a day, for example, those taps are aggregated. And then at the end of the day, whatever the best price is that the authority can offer you based on your travel patterns, that's what you will be charged. So okay. I suppose
do you have to log on and log off? In other words, you get off a bus, do you then tap a second time? You get off the Lewis or the trains or whatever, the DART, do you have to tap off so that it calculates the length of your journey, how many stops you enjoyed?
Correct. So in the Lewis and train, if, for example, customers will be used to the fact that if you get a DART, you tag in and tag out. Same with the Lewis, you tap on at the platform and you tap off at the platform when you disembark from the Lewis. With the bus, it will be slightly different in that there's going to be also a rationalisation of fares. So we'll have both a 90-minute fare and a short fare. So what we anticipate is that those customers who are only travelling a short distance on the bus and want to avail of the short fare will tap on and tap off, whereas those who are travelling a longer distance than the short fare will have tap on only. And again, that will be aggregated over the course of the day to ensure that the customer gets the best possible fare.
Now, this is great for the user, but how will it be inspected? I mean, we're talking about QR code readers at the moment for restaurants because of the COVID cert and all the rest. I mean, the inspector comes on the Lewis or a bus or whatever. How do they know that you've paid?
There's a number of different approaches that you can take. In the instance of, let's say, for example, using your contactless bank card, typically what will happen, and again, look, there's various options that are available, but typically what will happen is that when the inspector boards the bus, they actually present a validation device to the reader, and that reader then gives the inspector a list of all of the cards that have been used within a certain period of time, and then as they move around the bus inspecting the passengers on board, they can confirm that they have presented some kind of token to validate that they've got an entitlement to travel on that service. But there's a number of
things. This is all going to be done digitally, one presumes. Correct. They don't have to have a chat with somebody because you've, you know, someone speaks German on the bus and you can't expect the inspector to interrogate them necessarily. Okay, now what about GDPR? Is that an issue, that the inspector would be in some way interrogating, however, you know, how many filters there are, interrogating your bank effectively?
No, so it's compliant with, you know, payment card industry standards. So, for example, we would never see the actual bank card itself in terms of the data that's transmitted. All we would see would be a kind of a masked version of it. So it's a tokenized version of the card number. We don't know anything about that customer's bank account, etc. Really, all we are doing is validating that the card has been presented at the validator. We don't see anything about the details of the customer per se. It's just to make sure that the validator has been tapped as that customer has boarded the service.
So this will start with Dublin Bus and then be rolled out through all the rest of the public transport network, hopefully to reach the ultimate of every single NTA-operated service being included in it. Now, the second thing really is it's also related to COVID and how slow we've been in rolling things out, like antigen testing that they're using in restaurants in Copenhagen and in Germany and so on. Do you have to really reinvent the wheel? Because I'm sure all over Europe there are sophisticated systems already up and running with quite complex interfaces between trams and buses and rail and all the rest of it. Can we simply not just adapt someone else's system? Cost us a lot less, and it would be proven without having to have, you know, Mickey Mouse pilot schemes that might tell you nothing.
That's certainly the intent, Pat. You know, I think it is, you know, our near neighbours across the water in Transport for London, you know, have been running this quite successfully for a number of years now. So our intent is certainly to leverage what's out there. I suppose just to caveat it by saying, you know, there's no real classic kind of off-the-shelf solution that you can procure and implement that works for every authority in every country across the world, particularly given that we are moving into the world of bank cards and using, you know, the card schemes, Visa and MasterCard, etc. So there are rules and regulations that don't necessarily apply for us that would for others, etc. So there are kind of localization impacts that need to be borne into account. But notwithstanding that, certainly our intent as we move through this procurement process is that we will be looking to take a product-led approach and certainly leverage the learnings of some of the big mega cities that have implemented this kind of capability successfully in the not-too-distant past.
So best situation then, how soon might all of this be introduced? I mean, what's the soonest?
So realistically, we've got pretty much all of next year booked in to close out the procurement competition itself. It's a big, complex public procurement. So that's going to take time to run through in terms of diligence, etc. Our intent is to obviously execute the contract and mobilise in early 2023 with whoever the preferred bidder is or partner is at that stage. I think realistically, we will be hoping to have, you know, some kind of device piloted in late 2023 on probably a small subset of buses or a specific route, etc. But I think from a customer's perspective, we will start to see traction with regards to the rollout through 2024 onwards.
And basically, obviously, you've got to talk to the banks, you've got to talk to the technology people and make sure it's compatible with Android and with Apple and also perhaps with Huawei or any other operating system that comes on stream. Anyway, something to look forward to make all of our journeys much more fluid and without hassle. Thank you very much for joining us. That's Stephen Downes, the Programme Director for Next Generation Ticketing at the NTA.